Sprache.
How are we doing out there? Dr. Pratt here talking our famous question, what's going on in the world today? And we're back for our Friday edition of an American President's Podcast. And we have our South Carolina results, we have our Michigan results, and we are getting pumped for Super Tuesday coming up at you next week indeed. But first, out in South Carolina last week, in candidate Haley's home state, candidate Trump won with almost 60% of the vote, and candidate Haley came in second with almost 40% of the vote. And candidate Trump gained 47 delegates, whilst candidate Haley gained 3 delegates. It's a hard loss, but she's staying in the race, for now. And in Michigan, candidate Trump won 68% of the vote and gained 12 delegates, and candidate Haley won 26% of the vote and gained 4 delegates. In our current standings, after 6 contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, the Virgin Islands, South Carolina, and Michigan, candidate Trump has 122 delegates. Candidate Haley, 24 delegates. And you need 1,215 to win. So still, everyone, we are a far, far way away from that magic number. But coming up, lots of those delegates are going up for grabs. We have Iowa, Missouri, D.C., and North Dakota that all take place between now and Monday. And then Tuesday, March 5th, it's Super Tuesday, where we have 14 states taking place. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. That's 874 delegates up for grabs. Lo-fi, listen up. If candidate Trump sweeps these caucuses and primaries in the next 2 to 3 weeks, he might be able to reach that magic number of 1,215 required to secure the Republican nomination. And if that happens, it means the Republican Party would have their presidential nominee by the month of March. And that is super, super early, my friends. That means we jump into a general election campaign way before this fall. Eyes open, people. The election for President of the United States isn't until November, but it may be starting in March. We'll let you know how it goes next week. Love you, Lo-Fi. And that's just a snap of what's going on in the world today.
I bring it
down, Mike. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we do. Pickering, signing off.